Today is the first Sunday of Lent. And of course, that leads us to a natural question. What is Lent for? What is the purpose of this season? Is Lent a time to just feel sad? A time to feel a little bit depressed? To bring ourselves down so that we can come up again on Easter? No, that's not it, because Lent is not about doom and gloom. Lent is not about making ourselves feel bad so that we might try to feel better later. That's not the point of this season. Is Lent a time to give something up? Well, we might even ask ourselves the question, did you give anything up this year? And you can do that if you want to, but you have to ask, why are you doing it? Are you giving something up because you know it's bad for you already? Like giving up sweets because you know you shouldn't eat quite so many of them? That's not quite it either. Lent is not about self-improvement. Lent is not a health program. Well, is Lent about feeling sorry? Well, it depends on what you mean by feeling sorry. If by feeling sorry you mean making God take notice of me, making God pay attention to me, then absolutely not. If by sorry you mean just the feeling of being sorry, the emotional feeling of it, that's not it either. But if by sorry you mean feeling sorry for your sins and wanting to change, now we are getting somewhere. We're getting closer to the meaning of this season. Because Lent is a time to turn away from our sins. Lent is a time to turn towards the Lord. Lent is a time to get up and to get moving. Because God comes to you today, Christians, and He brings to you His Word. And the time to listen to that Word, the time to turn towards Him, is right now. That's the point that Paul wants to make for us in our epistle reading for today. That today is the day to seek the Lord. That right now is the time to turn towards Him. Because the great danger that we face, Christians, is, as Paul says, receiving the grace of God in vain. That we would come to Him and receive what He is giving to us and taking it for granted. And that's something that's all too easy for us to do if we are not being careful. Because the Corinthians in our reading for today were certainly running that risk, because they were listening to false teachers. False teachers who were telling them things like, you have to do this whole list of rules if you really want to be a Christian. Don't eat this. Eat that. Don't do this. Do that. Don't wear this. Wear that. On and on the list would go. And if you really want God to notice you, these teachers were saying, you need to do all of these things. Now, many of these things that they were talking about came from the Old Testament, but their purpose had come to an end. God had brought them to an end in His Son, Jesus Christ. But these false teachers were saying that they still needed to do them. They still needed to keep these rules if they really wanted to be Christians. And so they were running the risk of falling away from God entirely, of receiving the grace of God in vain. And worse than this, they were thinking that what these false teachers were saying was pretty good. It sounded good. It sounded right. It sounded biblical, unlike what Paul was saying to them. And so they were rejecting Paul as a result. And so Paul warns them then of the danger that they are in, of receiving the grace of God in vain and falling away from the Lord. And Christians, This is so easy for us to do as well if we are not paying attention, if we are not being careful. We can so easily turn the promises of God into a lie, to make him say things that he never said, or to promise things that he never promised, all because we want to be comfortable, all because we don't want to worry about our sins. Maybe we would say, I believe in Jesus, and that for that reason, I'm forgiven. I don't need to worry about my sins. I don't have to stop doing this or that. I can just go on with my life, and I don't have to worry about it because God's going to take care of it anyway. But in that way, we can turn Jesus into an excuse for our sin, and as a result, run the risk of receiving the grace of God in vain. Or maybe you would say, well, I'm never going to be perfect. Because of sin, I'm never going to totally measure up, and so I don't need to worry about it. I'm not even going to try to fight back against these sins. God is going to be merciful to me anyway. Maybe he'll just grade on a curve, and after all, my sins aren't really that bad. But in that way, too, we can turn God's mercy into an excuse for our sin and run the risk of receiving the grace of God in vain. Or maybe we would say, well, these things that I know that God wants me to do, I'll get to them later. I'm really busy right now. I don't have time for it. I'll just try to get to it when I can, maybe tomorrow, maybe the day after. I have too much stuff going on right now. But how do we know that there's going to be a tomorrow? How do we know that we're going to have another opportunity? We can turn God's patience into an excuse for our sin and run the risk of receiving the grace of God in vain. Yes, Christians, unfortunately, it is all too easy for us to do this if we aren't paying attention and if we aren't being careful. But God comes to you today. God comes to you right now. And God speaks his word to you in this moment. As Paul says in verse 2 of our reading, behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Right now, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next year, but now is the favorable time. And all of our excuses would show that we're trying to put it off, that we're trying to get away from it. But there is no excuse. God comes to us today, in this moment. And the time will come, Christians, when there's not going to be any more time. The time will come when today is over. The time will come when there is no more now. And all of our excuses will be seen for what they are. And Christians, do you know when that time will be? Do you know when today will come to an end, when there will be no more time? Because Christ may return very soon. No man knows the day or the hour when our Lord will come back. It could be tomorrow when we are not expecting it. And do you know when your own day will come to an end? Do we know if we will have a tomorrow? Because something could happen tomorrow that we couldn't predict, that we couldn't foresee. And then we will be held to account. No, the time is now, Christians. There may not be another opportunity for us. But today God calls to you. Today, God comes, bringing forgiveness and life. Today, God comes to take away your sins. Today, God comes to cleanse your hearts. Today, God comes to give you His Word. And today, God comes to give you His Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus brings salvation today. Jesus brings comfort and hope today. Jesus brings freedom from your sins today. Jesus brings His righteousness for you today. And Jesus makes all of them yours freely out of His pure love today. So Christians, why hold on to that sin any longer? Can't you see how it is hurting you? Can't you see how it is dragging you down, how it is killing you? Turn to Jesus, and He will set you free. Turn to Jesus, and He will give you a new heart, just as He has said. Call on Jesus, and He will hear you. Come to Jesus, and He will forgive you. Don't turn away today. Come to Him. Jesus calls to you in love. As He says in John chapter 6, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. And as He says in Matthew 11, come to me all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And as He says in John 7, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. So come. Come today. Receive what the Lord wants to give you. Because now is the favorable time. Now is the day of salvation. Let us pray. Lord God, You have promised to hear those who cry to You for mercy. Hear us today for the sake of Your Son, Jesus Christ, and cleanse our hearts so that we may follow You all of our days. In His name we pray. Amen.